Jealousy is comparison. And we have been taught to compare. We have been conditioned to compare, always compare. Somebody else has a better house. Somebody else has a more beautiful body. Somebody else has more money. Somebody else has a more charismatic personality. Compare. Go on comparing yourself with everybody else you pass by. And great jealousy will be the outcome. It is the byproduct of the conditioning for comparison. Otherwise, jealousy disappears. If you drop comparing, then you simply know you are you and you are nobody else and there is no need. It is good that you don't compare with trees, otherwise you will start feeling very jealous why you are not green. And why God has been so hard on you and no flowers. It is better that you don't compare with birds, otherwise you will suffer. With rivers, with mountains. You only compare with human beings because you have been conditioned to compare only with human beings. You don't compare with peacocks and with parrots. Otherwise, your jealousy will be more and more. You will be so burdened by jealousy that you will not be able to live at all. Comparison is a very foolish attitude because each is unique and incomparable. Once this understanding settles in you, jealousy disappears. Because of jealousy, you are in constant suffering, you become mean to others, and because of jealousy, you start becoming phony. Because you start pretending. You start pretending things that you don't have. You start pretending things which you can't have, which are not natural to you. You become more and more artificial, imitating others, competing with others. What else can you do? If somebody has something and you don't have, and you don't have a natural possibility of having it, the only way is to have some cheap substitute for it. Why can't you be natural and spontaneous? Because of jealousy. The jealous man lives in hell. Drop comparing. Jealousy disappears. Meanness disappears. Phoniness disappears. But you can drop it only if you start growing your inner treasures. There is no other way. Grow up. Become a more and more authentic individual. Love yourself and respect yourself the way God has made you. And then immediately the doors of heaven open for you. They were always open. You had simply not looked at them.